The two big things that I remember about the radio stations is, you know, we had parties, and there was wine, and there definitely was marijuana.
Phew, I know that smell. Filler dips, they ain't.
Bobby, are you with it or against it?
All right, everybody up.
I'll overwind my watch.
I said everybody up.
Who are you?
That's who I am.
Sick.
Now you better all get up because we're going down to headquarters right now. Now you, girls, get into the bedroom and pull yourselves together. Now come on, now!
Lost Discs Radio! Lost Discs Radio! Lost Discs Radio! Lost Discs Radio!
Everything that's fun is against the law.
Suddenly here we are at top of the hour on a day in April, and the last hour of your April 20th for 2019, folks. Right, Dr. Doc Brown is going to ride shotgun with you.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I am.
Yes. Joe Stacks is somehow on the phone line out of Pittsburgh, PA.
That's right. I want you to listen. Listen well. You're damaged merchandise, and this is a fire sale.
And it's going to be a bummer of a trip with that attitude, Joe.
Hey, I just want to take you higher.
Yeah. Well, that's the kind of action it's going to have to be, because this is your last chance, man, being in the last few, well, really minutes now of April 20th of 2019, and Chesty on the auxiliary microphone.
Damaged goods here.
Across the other end of the studio. Okay, so everyone is in their positions and has their phrases, you know.
So the you opened that, the opening music there, I didn't realize the theme was it was the last hour of four. I thought maybe Ravi Shankar died.
Now, come on. That was Native American kind of vibe.
Well, he's Indian, too, isn't he? Well, Ravi Shankar.
Yeah, they all look alike.
He's an Indian.
They all sound alike to you, Doc.
I don't know. I thought I heard thumb symbols.
You don't know what? That was a group called Up and Adam, by the way. Okay, on the
doesn't
Earth.
Doesn't sound very Native American. Tatanka.
I don't know. I think that's, well, maybe, all right, maybe I don't know, but I think that's what that was. Joe, right. Do you have any assistance here, knowing what that was?
Man, just only that Up and Adam existed for one record, that piece you just played on the Earth label. And that's it. Probably a studio combo.
Yeah. Yeah, right. So, I don't know, kind of a slick thing called Rainmaker. Ooh. Right? So we're kicking it off, you know, April, sort of a rainy month, of a rainy weekend here, certainly, that we've been having, Doc. So quit smarting off. is what I'm thinking.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, well,
I think
yeah.
you could have been... Hey, Plymouth Rock, roll over, Doc. All right, now we're doing it for people. Now, I'll tell you what, it is April 20th, and so listen, it's not going to be like an entire hour of reefer stuff, man. Captain Ganja just took care of that action.
8 miles high. He was 8 miles high.
Man, right? Like, we can't possibly want to follow that act, but we're going to do a little bit of it for you because we just... Come on, we just got to. Just to prove a point. Right? How can we not? Tonight, it is the Fraternity of Man, exclusively on Lost Discs.
In the morning, in the morning when I rise, is the only time that you find me down.
Joe Stacks.
You're going to have fun whether you like it or not.
Thank you. Would you like to buy a little book on how to roll a perfect joint?
Lost this radio.
Which I, by the way, partook in none of this stuff.
You're sounding good. take away my pain, you know you should. Let the sun stay up till midnight, let me dance away my fears. Let the magic of your smile take away the taste of my tears. So take me now, take me now.
Really getting to those, huh?
Oh, yeah. It's a marvelous way to get your heart started in the morning. I say if you can't get stoned by 12 o'clock, there's no point in getting up. Huh?
Don't you know? know that I'm the man. Understand, I'm the only one who can. I'm the bed, make you glad, medicine man. Not the cure, it's for sure. I'm the one you're looking for. I'm the bed, make you glad, medicine man.
And listen, I hope that you're mature enough as young people not to go this glue-sniffing route.
Wherever you go. Just take a lively companion wherever you go. Take a portable radio. Take a portable radio.
Now just hold on. See that out of sight sounds of the Buchanan Brothers. See, they're off the Event record label. I don't know, man. That's a Medicine Man. And now you're wondering why.
I hear a theme here.
Listen, I don't know. That kind of went away and came back there. We had to flip the record over, Doc. We played parts one and two.
Oh, okay.
Of Medicine Man. Doc, what are you think you're alluding to?
It seems to me this is not a 420 show. It's a Native American homage Indian heritage show.
Oh my God.
Well, they did toke up those medicine men.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, the peyote and stuff, right? And yeah,
sure.
Okay.
Me smoke a peace pipe.
Right, there you go. So you just answered your own wise ass.
And you didn't even know it.
Oh, my God. Okay, I'm moving on, if you'll allow
That's
it.
That's all. Now, self-medicate.
Now, come on. Let's.
Well, you're going to smoke pot and you don't even know it.
You're going to smoke pot and you're going to like it, Jimmy. Okay, all right. So, and by the way, it was Jonathan and Lee in there before that on the Vanguard label with Constant Tuesday. Okay, and I'm just making that a reefer reference, whether it is or not. You see, it just depends on the way you want to interpret that jingling Mary Jane dragging you down there. And before that, we kicked off the dang set with, yes, it was the Fraternity of Man, right? Captain Ganja in the chat room right there was freaking out and so much digging it. It was In the Morning that kicks off the album, the Fraternity of Man album, the ABC label. Now, come on, Joe. Right, we all know Fraternity of Man because why, Doc?
What? Yes.
I'll tell you why. I can tell you why.
See, he's not going to know, Joe. I just wanted to see if he would say anything. Go. Lay it on us.
Okay. Probably for their great song, Don't Bogart Me.
Right.
Oh.
In Easy Rider.
Easy Rider sound.
Oh, wow. Jack Nicholson with the football helmet on?
You should know this, Doc. You should not have had to guess. All right, Joe. But so what about Fraternity of Man then? This actually turns out to be a pretty good album.
Yeah, and it's a powerhouse LA band. They did two LPs, one on ABC and subsequently on Dot. This album, the self-titled debut, was produced by Tom Wilson, our old friend, who's worked with the Mothers and Zappa, the Velvet Underground, Simon and Garfunkel.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he's everywhere. He's everywhere. And a couple of the guys in the band had played with the Mothers, or were going to go on to be in Beefheart later on.
Nah, wow.
One of the guitar players, a guy named Elliot Ingber, who had been a Mother and would later change his name to become Winged Eel Fingerling when he joined Beefheart.
All right. See, where's Cosmic Debris when you need him on things like these? All right. Very good, Joe. Very, very good. Yeah, digging that. In the Morning from Fraternity of Man, man. And then, okay, Jonathan and Lee. Oh, my God, Joe. I just discovered them last summer, digging around in records at a place down in Allentown. Come across this 45, and I said, well, this is going to be pretty square. But I don't know. You ended up sending me the entire album, which has been reissued on CD recently, and I just kind of have a crush on this whole project here. Not to mention that chick's voice. So help me out. What, they're from Ohio?
They were kind of a, I don't want to call them one-hit wonders or one-offs, but they were a folk, kind of folk rock and duo, Jonathan and Lee, signed and released on Vanguard in 67. You know, I think they just kind of got lost in the shuffle.
Yeah.
Of the other stuff that was happening at the time, you know, some of the other Vanguard artists, plus the whole male-female thing, like, you know, Richard and Mimi, Farinha, Ian and Sylvia, stuff like that. It got kind of lost in there, but that was a gorgeous, gorgeous number.
Yeah, it's a lot of originals, plus some classics like Cocaine Blues and whatnot. We will certainly be spinning Jonathan and Lee again on upcoming episodes. Now, the Buchanan Brothers then, Joe, on a very small indie label, Event Records.
Yep.
What do we say about this?
Not a lot. They put out, in addition to the album, Medicine Man, Event released, it seems like every song on the album got to be an A or B side on a single.
So they had a full album for this label.
Yeah.
No.
Event released between 68 and like 69, like half a dozen singles, which including Medicine Man Part 1, Part 2, and an album, which came out in 69. And I'm assuming that, you know, the album is going to be every single.
And there's no chart action on these guys, right? I didn't see anything.
No. And honestly, when you first said Buchanan Brothers, I was thinking of the bluegrass duo who did that great song, When You See Those Flying Saucers, back in the 40s. And I became very confused.
Oh, God.
I need another
Sunshine
Date. Buchanan Brothers.
By Fathead Brewing.
Uh-huh. All right. Well, it's the only Joe would have problems like these, or like that, folks.
Those were my only problems.
All right, well, speaking of problems like that, Joe, stand by.
The Lost Discs Radio Show proudly presents Chesty's Chick Pick of the Week.
It's not rational. If she can live in the world of make-believe, it helps her.
All right. So I have another duo, Kathy and Larry. And it's on the Challenge Records label, a promo copy, and the song's called Time.
Mountains into sand. Oh, wondrous time. The seasons change at your command. Older of tomorrow, help me erase the sorrow that came to me today.
radio.
Huh. What'd you say? I said, ha. Huh. That's what I thought you said. There are more of them if you'd like to hear them. Ha, 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 ha. Well, here's to Paris. There's another ha, ha.
Not if I can help it, baby. It gives me gas.
On va tous les soirs au Peppermint Bar.
Bap-chi-ba, ba-ba-ba-ba-chi-ba.
Pour danser le twist, le Peppermint Twist.
Bap-chi-ba, ba-ba-ba-ba-chi-ba.
Car rien ne résiste au Peppermint Twist.
Bap-chi-ba, ba-ba-ba-ba-chi-ba. Peppermint Twist, bap-chi-ba, ba-ba-ba-ba-chi-ba.
Avec les copains, y'a de l'entrain.
Bap-chi-ba, ba-ba-ba-ba-chi-ba.
Si vous restez, ça va chauffer.
Chauffer, chauffer, chauffer.
Tous ensemble, on va twister.
Twister, twister, twister.
Ça ne fait que commencer.
Bap-chi-ba, ba-ba-ba-ba-chi-ba.
Hey, hey, hey.
Lost Disc Radio.
Oh, this whole thing makes me sick.
That's right, man. You get the out-of-sight sounds there of the Guillotines, see, on the HBR record label. Man, that's 1966 garage action, so to speak there. We've got to come circle back and talk about the Guillotines in a minute, but before that, it was the Continental Cousins. Now, the Continental Cousins are on the Palette label, and every time I see the Palette label, I think they're buying up European masters and releasing them in the United States, right? So this is a version of the Peppermint Twist. Now, en français. And Joe, we have a lot of... We seem to come into a lot of contact with French-Canadian records here in New England when we're out looking, you know, for vinyl. But this seems to me that maybe it's a straight-up French-European release here.
I was trying to do a little... looking on those guys, and Continental Cousins may have been Belgian.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I just saw the
plot thickens. Okay.
It's
near France.
It's Easter.
So Palette ended up picking up and releasing several of their recordings in the early 60s.
Chesty, we're having waffles tomorrow.
We are?
Okay, I'm just saying. Now, yes.
You're not having French toast?
Okay, Joe, that's fantastic. That's good sleuthing. Thank you for that. Before that, it was Etta James with Fire.
Ooh, that's a hot record.
What?
That is a hot record.
Okay. On the Cadet label, yes, Etta James. And this is a little bit latter day Etta James. That seems to me like mid-60s. That's got to be 64, 65 at that point, where she's covering that Willie Dixon Fire, right? Not to be confused with someone else's song of the same name, perhaps. And we kick the set off there with Kathy and Larry on the Challenge label. That was Chesty's check pick. It was Time. It was the name of the song. Joe, what about Kathy and Larry? Yeah,
not a lot to talk about with Kathy and Larry. Just a couple of singles on the Challenge label, the one you played, Time. Of course, flip side is Magic Island.
What's this, like 66? I'd say.
According to Discogs, 67.
Okay, and Etta James, we said, and the Continental, and the Guillotines. Now that was I Sit and Cry from the Guillotines. Jari, I've always heard that Elvis Presley liked this group. Now, come on, that sounds like urban myth.
It's entirely, you know, it's entirely possible. I'm sure Elvis said a lot of things.
What?
But the fact is, these guys were from Memphis, so he may have had some awareness of them.
Okay, all right.
And that's supposedly what led them to the HBR deal.
All right. That sort of could make sense. All right, some people chimed in on the email. We didn't even give it out, Doc. That's your job.
I'm on vacation.
Yeah. And sure enough, it's some guy who just says he's your host. Now, this guy I know does a radio show somewhere, and I should know so I could plug him, but I just don't remember. He's a good guy. He listens to us, and he does some kind of a music show somewhere. And I'm so sorry, man. But he chimed in tonight, said he's getting us in Toronto on the shortwave. He's actually getting us on shortwave. So he's got some kind of a signal up there. It is around the Toronto area, man. And, he said he's a loyal fan. I don't know about this guy. And Wayne and Diana in North Carolina digging it off the internet feeds and thanking us for, wow, man, they're saying thanks for bringing some more joy out to them on this holiday season. Well, man, we do what we can, I guess. Hey, Larry in South St. Paul, Minnesota coming in now. He's getting a fine signal, says, on 5.130 kilocycles, kilohertz, with a little static there, but a good copy, and happy Easter. All right, 73's Larry. Wow, man, go ahead, Doc, do your job.
LostDiscsRadio@yahoo.com.
What?
LostDiscsRadio@yahoo.com. That's discs with a C.
Sure it is.
That's how they did it.
All right. Let's just get ready for the holiday season. A little bit, Doc. Calm down.
You know, sometimes when I stop and think about how good God's been to me, I have to raise my voice and sing one to him. When I do that, I feel so much better, y'all. And I know it'll do the same for you. So why don't you sing, hey, sing one for the Lord. It ain't no hard to sing, sing, hey, for the Lord. God's been good, y'all. Sing, sing one for the Lord. To you than you've been to yourself. God is good. Praise his name, y'all.
Sing one for the Lord.
Lift your voices and sing.
Sing one for the Lord. Sing one for the Lord. In the morning, in the noonday, in the evening, early, early, early in the morning. Thank you.
Lost Its Radio.
Can you guys get an unusual beat out of the drum and organ?
Okay, come on, let's
wait,
go.
Wait, man, I can use some
wait till the chicks hear about
yeah,
this.
Yeah, oh, this is the greatest.
Come on,
this is just the beginning.
Oh, hey, what's with Jimmy?
We're just having a great time spinning some tunes, playing a lot of great music, a lot of lost music, a lot of music that nobody gets to hear.
This kid isn't quite with it, Chuck.
Ever since the day that I was born, of people coming round to tell my daddy, no, your son was around this morning. No, no, he ain't making me happy now. Why don't you go right quick and teach that boy a lesson with a great big stick of woe mine? Ooh, Lord said, what's gonna happen to me? Well, every Sunday morning, my old man's out there praying to God just to trying to get me conforming. He's down on his knees saying, Lord, please, why can't he just be more like you and me? Stand upright and get up tight. Maybe cut his hair or something, I don't know. They say he ain't nothing but a black-fleeced lamb. Ain't nothing you can do about it, can't stop him. Only way you'll ever get up on top is to kick him out, uh-huh. You can do without him about, well, every day there's another gray hair on my old man's head. And every evening he said, boy, I swear you're gonna drive me dead. And then he'd give me another lickin'. One more, I'm a splittin' for good. Oh, yes, I am. No, no, I ain't nothing but a black-fleeced lamb. Ain't nothing you can do about it, can't stop me. Only way you'll ever get up on top is to kick me out, uh-huh.
Yeah.
yeah. Carl Ritchie, right? The the indie sounds now of Carl Ritchie on the Studio 10 label, right? Like a self-produced indie label, 500 press copies kind of thing. And somehow we got a 45 on that on the Studio 10 label, Joe.
Amazing.
Just
what are the sides?
Kind of fell in our lap. We got Black Fleeced Lamb right there, which we just played. And I'll have to grab the 45 and tell you about the flip side if you want to know.
Yeah, I'd love to know more. I mean, there's not a lot known about this guy. I mean, he born in Seattle, started work in the folk scene in San Francisco, and one album on this tiny little label.
Yeah, in fact, the Studio 10 label says San Francisco, right down San Francisco is on the bottom of the label. And the flip side is People's Park.
Uh-huh.
And from what I saw, there was an entire album, and
yep.
Who knew there was a single, but yeah, lo and behold, there we got Carl Ritchie, man. I don't know. He's either a genius or just sort of a Dylan wannabe.
Well, he seems to have had a theme going on from what I can see about the album.
Yeah.
A couple of one track is called Mary Jane.
Yeah.
And another one includes a track called Stoned Livin'.
We'll see now.
We didn't even put it in the house.
Well, that's, you see, we don't have the LP, but somehow we knew he would fit into the vibe of the show tonight, Doc. Right?
Yep.
Well, I picked it up because of the lamb, you know.
Black Fleeced Lamb. Yeah, Chesty kind of put that on the radar there and said, well, Black Fleeced Lamb, let's throw in some actual Easter songs.
Well, growing up in Easter, we always had a butter lamb with peppercorn eyes.
Yeah.
I sure miss that butter lamb.
track three is Wampum for Chief Tatanka.
You're looking up the Carl Ritchie LP there, Doc?
Yeah.
Is that what you're doing?
Yeah, yeah.
Welcome.
So that fits in. See how he ties it in?
Yeah, so we got the whole...
We got everything, you know?
Medicine Man,
yeah, right.
Easter, Carl, and marijuana all together.
Right.
In one artist. From now
Carl
on...
Carl Ritchie.
And his name is Carl. Hey, he's got two first names.
Oh, yeah.
My
God. And before that, if it's possible to move on from this genius, the Tigers... Now, there was, Joe, you were asking me pre-show, what about this group, the Tigers? That's with a Y, Tigers. On the Jamie label, we got them doing Resurrection. Okay, and we kicked off the set with Billy Preston on the Apple label, a deep cut from side two of his 1970 LP on the Apple label, Sing One for the Lord. And yes, that was co-written with George Harrison. Billy Preston and George Harrison composition on that. All right, but go ahead, Joe, the Tigers.
Well... You know, the Tigers only put out a handful of singles on, one on Jamie, a couple on Teen Town. So right in the tail end of the 60s there.
Yeah.
I was initially thinking it might be a group from Milwaukee called Tony's Tigers who had a minor hit on the A&M label at approximately the same time.
So, all right, so now look, we're going into this last couple songs here, man, and we're kicking it off with a group called Rain, and I'm thinking that this is a Canadian group with a chick lead vocal. It's early 70s action. What do you know?
You said earlier the Axe label, that does tie them to Canada. Only thing I can really tell you is they were on Axe in the early 70s, did have one single on the London label called Out of My Mind and You're the One. And that hit that broke the Canadian top 40 in 1971.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, tonight...
That's it, man.
I could tell you... We're playing a little thing called Gotta Get Away. I know a lot of people feel that way this time of year, man. So let's dig this Rain out of exclusively tonight on Lost Discs. Radio. Mm-hmm.
This is like number what I dedicate to all my mates down in Stepney and all my mates like what's doing a bit of porridge in Wandsworth at the moment. And like to my sister what's another way, like for nicknames, bags and all that. So, and like, I just want them to know, like, that I still like them all, even though I've got a lot of bread now, and I've always voiced, so of course, like, through singing the blues, so, like, I dedicate to all them, right? And the screws and all. Has to come when a man will change. Take the road that clears a troubled mind. I got no room for fools, gold and riches, babe. I can't ruin no fool man's gold. Lord, help me stand up as I walk on. I won't lose my driving wheel. I won't lose my driving wheel. The scene the tide keeps turning when my mind is thinking on. Got to retain my satisfaction, let the talk of men go by. Some things around me just don't need moving. Some things around gotta stay the same. Until I lay down at my judgment, I won't lose that. Won't lose my driving wheel. I won't lose my driving wheel. I won't lose my driving.
Smooth sounds there of Bloodwind Pig taking you out, Chesty.
All right.
What can I say? It's the kind of hour it's been, and it's kind of hour that you signed up for, folks. Yes, it was a change song from Bloodwind Pig. Right, perfect for your springtime edification, Doc.
Yes.
I would think. And before that, it was rain. Got to get away on the Axe label out of Canada somewhere. Now it is no longer 420, Joe. It is National IPA Day.
Ooh.
Oh, that's great.
Right?
I'm going to celebrate right now.
Isn't that what, that's what you determined last year. If 420 is going to be a whole reefer thing, then April 21st is going to be IPA Day. Come on.
That's a very suitable follow-up.
Hey, folks, this has been Jimmy Knight sitting in with you. Get over to rockandradio.com, where it's the RLT Archives Music Magazine with the boss man, Randy Tibbins. Jeez. Slow down, Doc. And good old Jason Stone, the stepfather of soul, doing what he can for you. Not to mention a good old Bri-Fi Phillips. Electrophonic sound thereof, and deep album tracks with Mark Brainerd, and then sometimes they put us over there if they can get it from us, and then we put it up on our website at LostDiscsRadio.com. Doc, we got to split.
Okay.
Night.
Night.
Night, Joe.
Night.
Night, Jess.
Night.
Night, Wesley, Steve, wherever you are.